to this week's Thrive Church podcast. We hope you're encouraged by this message.
It's nice to be here once again. And it is a joyful thing. I thought this time I will never make it to Australia, because I was a little late to apply for my visa. So for the last 12 years I have been applying, but this time too I applied in May 9th. Then 3 days later I got a call, said you applied the wrong application form. Oh, then I thought, why? I said 12 years I have been applying. And they said, no, now you are going for religious purpose. So we have changed it, so you have to fill up another one on online. And you have to pay again. I said, what about the money already I paid, about $180? They said, no, we won't refund that. And then again I did it on online. Then it was little higher than what I paid, $280. And then I didn't hear anything. So then maybe they called me. I was fast asleep, so tired. And then I called them back and they said, if you have missed the call, you have to wait for the next call. They won't answer. So I thought, gone, because I booked the flight for the 31st evening, first I was to come here. And then Monday, they called me again, 23rd, then said, you are to go for another test, medical this thing, and then we will think about your visa. So I went, paid another $18, and sent it. I told my wife, maybe God doesn't want me to go to Australia. It is fine. If it is not, I will wait. Then I have to go for another camp, the church whom you are supporting for the rent. So we had family camp for about 135 people. And I was there for 3 days and I came home. And then I got the visa was there on my mail. And then I had only 2 days to book my ticket. So I called my travel agent. And she said, Pastor, you didn't confirm your ticket. So it was a little cheaper one. And it is canceled. So I said, what can I do? I have to be there on third morning. She said, fourth, there's a good offer. You can travel on the fourth. I said, too late. And then I had to pay a little more to my ticket, about $100. But yet, finally, I made it. So when I came to Malaysia, and then I want to go to the other connecting flight, then they say the flight is canceled. So they said 11:45 is the flight night. Then I said, what am I going to do? 14 hours in this airport. Then they said, we put you in a good hotel. So they put me in a good hotel. Everything was provided. So I had a good sleep, about 12 hours. Right? And thank God, that's how I am here. And I am very much thankful to you. And Amy said that she asked a question from me. And I didn't answer. Because I didn't answer, there's a reason. The Bible says, if you don't speak, even a fool will be look like a wise man. Yeah. Right? So I didn't speak, right? But I love this church. Yeah. Right? And I love you people. I love Pastor Brad and Amy, as he said, longtime friend. And it is like coming home, so I don't feel any different. I don't miss my food. Sri Lankan food, Aussie food is fine for me. And Anthea House is better than a hotel. And a very good place to sleep. And she looks after very well. Thank you so much. I always talk about house. I said, when I go to Central Coast, I will stay in the White House. Yes. So somebody asked me, there's a White House in Australia. Only in America. I said, no, in Australia also. Right, okay. So thank God for it. And thank you very much, so much, for your prayer and your support. Right? As Pastor said, that you support our 3 works out of the 22. And the one church whom you are supporting, many of the team members had gone to Jeevantha and Purnima Church. where we have just started. When you came, there were only about 10 or 12 people. Now we have grown up to 60 people, right? And thank you very much. And we have opposition from that area too. They have asked the house, but now we have got another house. Good. Please pray that we do have a lot of persecution. Every country, you have a different kind of persecution, and we have a different kind of persecution. But we all serve the Lord. The other thing I am happy is to be here this morning. As soon as I came and sat here, I saw the stage here, and there's no keyboard. Ah. Praise God for it. You know why is that, right? I can preach longer, right? That is the only thing I see. Wherever I go in Australia, the keyboard, right? It keeps you up on time. Somebody walks. I don't know now what is the system you have. Hope I get, because Pastor Brett said Australian people like very short sermon. Short service, they all are busy, right? I am not a long, but last month I was in India. And I had to preach 5 services in 1 Sunday in 1 church, starting at 6 o'clock. It's the biggest church. So, first service, there are about 3,000 people. And the second service, 8 o'clock, that's about 2,000 or 2,005. And the third one, they had about another 2,000. And the fourth one is 12 o'clock in the afternoon, right? And they had about 1,000. And another one is 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right? That's also about 1,000. And they say, at least 1 hour you preach. Otherwise, they don't count you as a preacher. Right? Yes, yes. So I am a good preacher there. I don't know about here. Right? And this morning, I was praying. And the other thing, I make sure that when I come to Australia to preach, I write down some notes. Because I am not used to preach on notes. Right? So today, I wrote down in Tamil, not in English, my notes. Because you don't see it. Even if you see it, you don't understand. You have to pray very hard. Right? The Lord has to give the interpretation of tongues. Right? And God has been so good. So the Lord put me in my heart about the fear. Right? And I'm sure we may say, I am not fearful for anything, but yet, deep in your heart, we all have some kind of fear. But we all believe the verse. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, right? God has not given us the spirit of fear. How many of you all believe? Amen? Amen, yes. Though we believe that, still when things happen in our life, this fear factor come into our heart. Then we are much worried. We are wondering what will happen. But we believe the word of God. But when it comes to reality, we don't trust God, I would say. The fear takes upper hand in our life. If you turn with me, Genesis chapter 3, verse 10. It is in the beginning when the Lord created man, and then the Lord had communion with Adam and Eve. And then, when the Lord came one day evening to have fellowship with Adam and Eve, Adam was not found in the garden. He was hiding. God knew, where is he? But the Lord asked, Adam, where are you? And what was the answer? Verse 10, it says, right? And he says, I heard your voice. And I was so fearful. And then I hid myself in the garden. Why did Adam went and hid himself in the garden? The reason was, when he heard the voice of God, he got the fear in his heart. Because he said, I was naked. In the other hand, he says, I have sinned against you. I have gone against your presence. I have gone against your word. That's what I am feared for you. You know, the first reason the fear take control of our life when you don't acknowledge God's presence in your life. When you don't obey God's word. Your heart says you have gone against God's word. And your heart says you may be seated in the church. And we may be worshiping, but we are not in the presence of the Lord. We don't realize the presence. You see, when the presence of the Lord is with us, we have communion with him. We talk to him, we listen to him, we obey him. Adam was doing that. But the moment he went out of his presence, he sinned against God. And then the fear took control his life. He don't want to face God. Today, why people don't want to come to church? You know, they have gone against the presence of the Lord. They are not in the presence of the Lord. Why there is no prayer in their personal life? Why there is no word in their personal life? Because they can't love the presence of the Lord because they have sin in their heart. There is something against the Lord. That's what David said, Lord, search my heart. And know my ways, Lord. And if there is anything which is displeasing you, Lord, lead me into the eternal path. Then no fear. Adam went against the presence of the Lord. Today we so-called Christians, or so-called Pentecost people, or born again. Where is the presence of the Lord in your home? Where is the presence of the Lord in your personal life? When two or three are gathered, the Lord said, I am in the midst. The presence is there. Today we are two or three gathered. No presence. You know why? We gossip. Not here. I am talking about Sri Lanka. I am talking about my church. Right? Where I am ministering. Right? Then how can the presence of the Lord come? Then when you started to do that, the devil take control, the fear, spirit of fear comes to your life. So then you started to fear for everything in your life. And you don't want to face God, something wrong. Adam had the fear because he went against the presence of the Lord. This morning I believe you will come into the presence of the Lord. And you will enjoy the presence of the Lord, not with fear. With a joyful heart. Because you are with the Father. You are with the Father. The Father's presence is there. So let us go into the presence of the Lord without fear. If you are living in fear today, tell the Lord, Lord, I want to come back to the presence. I want to come back to you, Lord. I want to have communion with you. I want to talk to you. I want to live with you, Lord. And the Lord will take you. And Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, it says, right, about Abraham. You all know, very familiar, right? Genesis chapter 10, verse 12. It speaks. Right. It says, chapter 12, verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was very severe. Right. Here we see God called Abraham. Why did Abraham went to Egypt without continuing his journey? Because of fear. Because on his journey there was a famine. Hard time. So he thought he might die. He won't live, no food, nothing. Then he thought, I will go back to Egypt. Fear. Fear about his life. Today, we are walking with God. Who had called you? God has called you. God has called you to take to the promised land. Abraham started the journey with a good faith. We all call him Abraham as the father of faith. It is good. I am not talking against Abraham. But see his weakness. Even you can be a mighty man of God, but still you have some kind of weakness in you. You have to deal with that. Abraham was a man of faith. He left everything, father, mother, his own land, everything, all the wealth, everything. And he started to, like a gypsy, you don't know where to go. But he started his journey. He trusted God. He will take me through. But when the famine came, he didn't trust God. That is the truth. Today we are like that. We are so fire for the Lord. We trust God for everything. But there is any hardships come in our life. Unbearable thing comes. Then what we do? We fear about our life. Then we try to find some places where it is very secure. And we go to Egypt, we go back to the world. Sometimes we believe the church where we worship. Everything is fine, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And then something goes wrong, some hard time, some discipline matter comes, what happens? We get very angry or we get very fear. We think, oh, this is not a place, I will never get a place in this church. Better to go to some other places. The fear comes when you don't trust God on your journey. Trust Him in every way. See, Pastor Brett said, I am 40 years in the ministry. Still, I feel I am young. Right? I came to the Lord called me when I was only 17 and 6 months old. And the Lord, you know that I was to go to Bible school, but the Lord stopped that going to the Bible school. And at the age of 19, I became the pastor of the church. And God has brought me a long journey. Long journey. Even I have failed in my life. I'll tell you. When there had been famine in my calling, when there had been problems in my calling, I thought there are better places I can go and wait. I tried, but I failed, I'll tell you. The Lord brought me back. The Lord brought me back. One time I can remember, I went, somebody came and told me, you have a good job in the Middle East. At that time, everybody was crazy to go to, this I am talking about 20 or 30 years back. And everybody was going to Middle East, good pay. So I thought it is good. Why should I want to suffer like this in this ministry? And I went, and they asked my photocopy of my passport. And I gave it to the man, and they took one photocopy, and it was very black. And the second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, everything was same. I said, try another one. So they tried another one, everything was clear. He said, something wrong in your passport. I said, no, something wrong in your machine. Yeah. But he said, no, the machine is perfect. Everything comes right. Only your things come. And the Lord spoke to me. Where are you trying to run? Where are you trying to run? I have called you. You are trying to go to Egypt. Egypt is not a place. And I stayed. Today God has taught me so many lessons. That's why I don't have any fear about where I am going. I know the Lord will take. We sing that beautiful hymn, the olden days. Not, I don't know about much songs about nowadays. I always love the olden days, right? Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds my future. He holds my future. Abraham thought Egypt is a good place out of fear. Today, because of fear, we make decision, wrong decision. We are in wrong places. Thing. And look at verse 13 again, what's happened? Abraham, when he went to Egypt out of fear, again another fear came into his heart. He told his wife, beloved wife, Sarah, he said, they might see you are so pretty, they will kill me and take you. Again, he was fearful about his life. Then he says, Sarah, you tell that I am your sister. I am 100% sure you, nobody call your wife sister, right? Yes. And he said, she is my sister. One way, she is sister. But he used that just to save his life. The other thing is, he didn't totally depend on God, that God will look after he and his wife. So he found his own ways and he told a lie because of fear. How many of us, because of fear, because we don't trust God totally, we are lying. We don't see that lie is that very serious. But yet it is serious. Yet it is serious. Abraham didn't totally surrender or totally trust in God. He thought because of his wife, they will kill him. But he forgot the promise. The Lord said, through Sarah and you, I will bless your generation. I will give you a son. If he trusted that, he would have never told Sarah was my sister. The fear took control his life. The devil took control in the other hand. Today, many of us, our life, the fear is taking control because we don't totally depend on God. Dear friends, I come from a country where 30 years of war, we have ethnic problems. We had it, now very much less. Those days, very hard to live. Very hard to live. As a Tamil, you don't know when you go out of your house, home, whether you will come back or not. When you send your children to school, you don't know whether they will come back or not. And the place where I live is a totally another language people, not Tamils. And it's a very challenging place for me to live as a Tamil. For me to live as a Tamil. But only thing I trusted is God is the one called me. God is the one called me. And I told Lord, if you want to kill me, you will kill me. No problem. Yes, because you call me. My life belongs to you. Unless God permit, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. My wife other day told me, you are losing your ear in this side, in my head. And I didn't realize that. Right? Last 3 months, we had hot sun. Very bad weather. And then I was walking on the sun. Then something is burning on my head. Then I realize what has happened. And I thank the Lord. Lord, without your permission, nothing has fallen. My hair fell because you have given permission. He had permitted. We must take it in that spirit, I believe. Then the fear won't come. Then I think, oh, what is going to happen to my head? No, right? Many people are worried, right? We are worried about our figures, right? We are worried about our colors, right? It's a very big fashion in Sri Lanka. Right? They all are, see, in my church now I don't see any dark people. Yes, all are very fair, all the girls. I was wondering what happened to these girls. All of a sudden they all became very fair. Or some cream, I don't know what cream. And some came and told me, Pastor, you also use good for you. I said, my color is fine, right? God made me like that, right? God made bread 7 feet tall, right? God made me 5 feet tall. right? God knows where I am, God knows where is he, right? And I am very happy I can travel in any car. Yes. No knee problem, no back problem, nothing, right? I don't know about pastor bread. I can sleep in any bed. Long one, short one, no problem. Even on a chair, right? So God knows everything. Why should we want to fear about it? Trust in me, everything. God knew the famine will come. God knew Sarah and Abraham will go to Egypt and then he has to lie. God knew. God was putting on a test whether he will trust me or whether he will fear. Right? This morning, I believe God will take you through. And Exodus chapter 2, verse 14 says, the fourth one I want to say, when you don't wait for God's time, the fear comes. When you don't wait for God's time. Here we see about Moses. Right? You can read it. I tell my church people, all the preacher comes and tell, you go home and read this, but we never read. We never read that. We maybe write down, but I don't know, in Sri Lanka people never read that. I said, but I know that you don't read, but still I'll tell you, right? But Exodus chapter 2 verse 14 says, Moses, he went out from the palace. And then he saw, one day he saw, one Egyptian was trying to, having a fight with the Jewish. And then he killed the Egyptian. And the second time, he saw two Jews fighting. And then he went and asked, why are you doing? Then the other guy turned and said, who are you? How can you be our judge? You think you forgot? We don't know that you killed that man? You don't know? Then what happened? Moses was so fearful. And he ran. He ran to the desert. He ran to the desert. You know why? Moses had the calling in his life. And God at a time went to use Moses. But before God's time, Moses tried to become the leader. He tried to become the judge. This is the biggest problem in every church. I don't know about Central Coast. But in Sri Lanka, I told. Before God's time, people trying to jump into leadership. Then what happened? They fall into trouble. Because of the trouble, they have the fear. They run. This happened. You wait for the God's time. Then the fear won't take control. God has a time for everybody's life. He has in his time, he will do everything very perfectly. Moses had been chosen by God. God saved his life when he was a small baby. God had a plan. Moses should have knew everything. But then Moses thought, I can do on my own strength. Don't try to do in your own strength anything. Even ministry, don't try to do in your own strength. Right? Even music, don't try to do your own intellectual. Right? We are all very good intellectual people. Like Moses, he learned everything in the palace, Pharaoh's palace. But he didn't wait for God's time. Then the fear took control his life. When you don't wait for God's time in your life, the devil will take control. Because you are doing on your own strength. Own strength. Right? So if you read Moses' life, sorry. And he became a great leader. Great leader. Why? The Lord was with him. But when this time, why God didn't help him? God would have helped him. No. God wants to teach him. Don't rely on your own strength. My dear friends, any problems in your life, anything you're going in your life, any struggles, any storms, anything may become, financial or physical or spiritual problems, any situation, don't work on your own strength. Wait for God's time. If you do in your own strength, the fear take control, then you have to spend 40 years in the wilderness. Moses has to go to 40 years in the wilderness. Some say, no, God wants to teach him. Maybe. But why did he want to go to wilderness? God didn't send him. He chose to go to wilderness. God kept him in the palace. But he has to go to the wilderness because of fear, because he didn't wait God's time. And then finally, Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. Numbers chapter 14, verse 9 says, I think all of you will know that when Moses sent 12 men to spy the land, and they came out with reports. And then 10 people, they gave a wrong message. Right? They gave wrong message. And it says, verse 14, Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. And it says, yeah, sorry. And the people, right, they went to the land and they say, and do not be afraid, right? That verse he says, Caleb and the same, right? And because the fear factor took the people's life because of the wrong information or the bad news. Right? You know, when we hear bad news, what happens is, we get the fear in our life. When you receive a negative news, not the positive talks, when you hear about bad news, the 10 people went and told, oh, who are we? We can't stand before them. They are giants. So that night, the whole of Israel people didn't sleep. They were so fearful. Today, God's people are so fearful because when you hear a bad news, when the doctor says, you have cancer, can you sleep? You don't sleep. Bad news. When something says, cyclone is coming, bad news. Earthquake is coming, bad news. Everything is going up in price, bad news. The fear comes. Why does? Because of the bad news. But think what the Lord thinks about you and me. So if you get a bad news, a wrong things about you, don't worry. I have gone through experience. God says, I'll be with you. 365 times in the Bible it says, fear not, fear not, fear not. Shall we pray? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oriyama shyantara balabariyantalaba. Aryantara bashikura balabariyantaraba. Ritira baramana mariyandalaba. Father, I come against the spirit of fear this morning. Lord, we know why this fear, the spirit of fear comes into our life. But today, Lord, we will turn to you. Into your presence. And we will be a victorious people, Lord. This church will be a victorious church. Any bad news can come, Lord, but it will not affect. We will kill the giant. We will possess the land, Lord.